see if that's maybe an issue with everyone taking out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, accuracy is, you know, one of the big key components to playing the quarterback position, but it's not. I don't think it's because I'm not accurate. I think it's just because I put myself in bad positions to be accurate, and everything's correctable. This is that place I actually wanted to be. Having an opportunity to sit and learn from a guy who's been in the league for so long and seen so many things, and a guy who's just, you know, a real people person that's not afraid to teach at the quarterback position, and then especially being with Coach Arians and the staff, kind of know the track record and how he's able to work with guys and wants and is willing to work with them to be better. And I think it's a really good situation that I came into and was thrilled to be picked by the Cardinals. Really, I just want to progress as fast as possible. I don't really have like a set timetable. Obviously, I'd love to be ready to go at the drop of a hat starting this season. You know, realistic, maybe it's not realistic, whatever it may be. But that's the goal I'm working toward. You know, anything happening to Carson, Drew, Ryan, whatever it may be, wherever I wind up in August. But the goal is to be able to be called upon and them have faith in me at the drop of a hat. So that's really the steps I'm taking as of right now. I think I'm a lot more ready than people think. I think people labeled me as a project simply off of stats, which, you know, I can understand what they see, what they think, but I don't think I have as much work as people. When you think of a project, you're thinking of building something from the ground up. I feel like I have a basis. It's just a few things I gotta to get down. You know, everybody's got something to work on, but, you know, I don't think mine's as crazy as people are trying to make it out to be. I think the big advantage of being able to be a little bit more mobile is that when you step outside the pocket, they got to honor something else as well. You know, a lot of quarterbacks are extremely deadly down the field after they escape the pocket by being able to throw it. You know, with me, I think I can do the same. But also, if everything's covered, I can take off and run and pick up a couple yards. So it's just another thing that the defense has to honor. And the more things that the defense has to do, has to think about, and it makes it, you know, a little bit better for an offense.
Who were some of the quarterbacks you modeled your game after?
The type of guys I see myself playing like is probably something that most people wouldn't guess. It'd be more of the Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers type of guy. You know, those guys are actually really mobile. They'll beat you with their legs. They're extremely deadly with their arms, but they'll kill you with their legs outside the pocket when it happens. And, you know, those are the type of guys I see myself as. You know, obviously I got a lot of work to get to the positions they are. You know, the way they've, you know, Andrew played last year and the year before, and then, you know, Rodgers and his championship and MVP. You know, obviously I got a lot of work to get to there, but that's the type of way I'd like to see myself.